about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for those of you who smoke pot, thinking, you know what, it's safer than cigarette smoking, you're not hurting yourselves, we got some news. They say smoking pot can actually lead to nicotine addiction, so I need to yell at y'all about that and why nicotine in and of itself can hurt you. We're also getting the recommendation that fewer blood pressure screens may be more effective. Don't you love it when we get these studies that come out saying, you know what, do less. Do less. Okay, it'll save money. It'll help Obamacare. No, I'm going to talk to you about why, no, doing less doesn't work and what they're talking about here with fewer blood pressure screens. Also, I guess we celebrated Obamacare's birthday. Did any of you guys celebrate Obamacare's birthday? Was it 3 years old? Yeah, and we're going to talk about what fell short and what didn't. And I guess Oregon High School is now moving with the times and has created a unisex bathroom for its transgender students. They actually have 10 transgender students, so they had to come up with a unisex bathroom. As you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Okay, so what's going on here in Oregon? Apparently, Grant High School in Portland has recently announced that it refitted 6 bathrooms to be unisex for the 10 transgender students that attend the school. Now, excuse me, still got my cough. No, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. I don't smoke. I just have a cough. Let me be. It's all the allergies. It's that cold. It's just a lot of things. But thank you guys for caring. See how you care? Yeah, I know you care. It's not because you don't want to listen to a scratchy voice, because you really, really care about my larynx. Not a lot of people, you know, care about my larynx, even my husband. I don't even think he, you know, really wants anything to do with my larynx, but that's just him. Okay, so unisex versus gender neutral versus, you understand, transgender students aren't considered homosexual. Transgender means you were born into a body that you don't believe should be the body you were born into. So a transgender boy will feel like he's a girl. He doesn't understand why he has a boy's body. Same thing with a transgender girl will want to be in a boy's body. So I guess 4 student restrooms and 2 staff restrooms will now be gender neutral. Now, I guess Scott Morrison, one of the transgender students, felt so uncomfortable with the bathroom situation that he stopped drinking water while at school. Okay? Now, I guess Grant, because he doesn't want to pee. Grant High School becomes the first school in Portland and one of the first in the nation to assign restrooms as specifically unisex. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, this is ridiculous. You know, why are we, you know, I mean, you know, if the boys have a penis, if the girls have a vagina, use the bathroom. I tell you why I dig this idea. Because unisex bathrooms, I use unisex bathrooms. I've used them all the time. Like at one of the movie theaters, we're at like Red Rock Hotel has a movie theater and they have a unisex bathroom. What was so wonderful about that unisex bathroom is I could take my boys in there when they were younger. See, my boys didn't like when they were younger going into the girls' bathroom with mommy. Okay, and daddy, if daddy wasn't around, I'm not going to let my boys go into the male bathroom by themselves when they're really little. Okay, plus my boys always needed help with their zipper, so they would just go up to a stranger. Luckily, one of my friends was in there, and he's like, Dahlia, your kid, his zipper's stuck. Do you want it? What do you want to do? I go, okay, bring him out. I'll undo his zipper, and then can you watch him for me? So the unisex bathrooms for us moms are phenomenal. It's great. And you have some people that are shy. If I, let's say, had a whole bunch of fiber, and you all know I get my fiber, right? Of course. course, Dr. Dahlia never misses her fiber. So when my fiber kicks in, sometimes it's a little inopportune. And I don't want to be in a woman's bathroom. It's very, very hard to poop in a woman's bathroom. You know that. I know women act all dainty in front of guys. They kind of act like that in front of women, too. So you really can't sit there and let go like you need to in a women's bathroom. Plus, keep in mind, even if the women are mature about it, little girls aren't. So they'll be like a little five-year-old girl go, "Mom, that person over there just farted." And, you know, it's really not comfortable going into a girl's bathroom. Sometimes, I'm not transgender. I'm a heterosexual woman, hot-blooded woman that loves men. I don't love my body. I liked my body when I was in my 20s. But I'm not transgender in the least. But sometimes I wish I could just go into the men's bathroom because then there's a lot of noise surrounding, you know, and I don't feel self-conscious. But going into a woman's bathroom trying to poop is almost impossible. So I've been using the unisex bathrooms. And I don't care if people think, "Oh, Dr. Dahlia's transgender." I'm not transgender. I just like the privacy of the unisex bathroom because nobody else is in there. And, you know, if you need to take all the time you need or bring your kids in there, you can do it. Now, from what we understand, how much did this cost taxpayers? Well, we understand not too much money. To make a unisex bathroom, it costs about $500. Most of it was for new signs and locks. That's it. So, honestly, if this transgender issue is that big, I know some of you are like, "I don't understand that. We didn't have transgenders when I was growing up." I think we did. Think back. We had transgenders when we were growing up, just they used the bathroom. It wasn't an issue. Or maybe it was an issue, but they didn't feel like they could say anything about it. Okay? Nowadays, we got Glee. And because of Glee, everybody's talking about everything. Okay? You don't watch Glee? Watch Glee. Even if you don't like the acting, the singing is good, the dancing's good, and it brings up the issues that our kids are dealing with. I love watching Glee. I think it's great. Okay. Yes, we'll talk about the Bible show. Very good. Oh my gosh. I think what the History Channel did with the Bible was amazing. But anyway, let's close this whole transgender issue. So, my recommendation, because I love using transgender bathrooms, it doesn't say transgender. All it says is you have the female and the male. So restroom, meaning a boy or girl could use it. Now, I know a lot of women go, "Well, I don't want to use a boy's bathroom. A boy's bathroom is dirtier." Ladies, I see what you guys leave on the toilet seats. It's disgusting. No. Don't try to act like you're all clean. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite, Premier Radio Networks, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. But a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So one of you over the break called in and asked about gender therapy, asking why transgenders don't see a therapist. Okay, you had brought up about plastic surgery, women needing plastic surgery, them disliking their bodies. Okay, I wish I had you live because I'd like to rephrase your question a little more succinctly. I think you have a multiple part question here. Okay, does gay conversion therapy work for transgender? Does gay conversion therapy work? What's the difference between transgender and body dysmorphic disorder? Are you thinking about body dysmorphic disorder? Body dysmorphic disorder is where you feel like something's wrong with your body and you continually want to change it. Now, I mean, you know, having been a high school female, I could attest to, I think all of us felt that way. Oh, I'm too fat. Oh, I don't like my boobs. Oh, I don't like my skin color. Oh, I don't like my hair. And one of the reasons why a lot of us women talk like that is because we need reassurance from our peers that, oh, no, you look good, okay? You can't just ask anybody, how do I look? If I went up to my husband and I said, honey, how do I look? Okay, he's already programmed. You look good. It even sounds like that. You look good. You know, robotically. So, I mean, that doesn't really help my self-esteem. But let's say I go and look at some makeup. Like I was in a MAC store the other day. Phenomenal stuff. A little pricey, but phenomenal makeup. And I go, oh, I don't know. I think my skin is too light. I think my skin is, you know. And then here's somebody who completely doesn't know me. Doesn't know who I am. Go, oh, no. Actually, you look good. You got a great skin tone. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Feels good. Okay. So a lot of us women will just throw that stuff out there just so we get some compliments. And I wasn't looking for compliments. I just was kind of feeling like crap, you know, about how I look. You always do that. Whenever you have to take your makeup off and you have to look in a mirror, right? Okay. You just feel like crap. But then you do have women who'll get a little bit of cosmetic surgery done. And they'll be like, oh, wow. Wow. Well, then I might as well fix my chin, or I might as well fix my nose. You do that, and you can't stop. Okay? And I'm not saying it's all induced by plastic surgery. You just can't stop. You just feel like something else is wrong, and everything needs to be fixed. And then all of a sudden, you see, you know, Celebrity Apprentice or something, and you see these women who have had so much done to them. You're like, what did they look like originally? They looked good. You know, one of my distant cousins is Joel Gray's daughter, Jennifer Gray. We've never had a chance to speak, but we're related because Joel Gray's the son of one of my grandma's cousins. And, you know, when she got her nose job, she's a beautiful woman. But she was a beautiful woman before the nose job. Didn't have body dysmorphia disorder. All she did was get a nose job. But, you know, many of us on the outside go, wait a second, what's going on? You know, why would you do that? You look amazing. I think she's a beautiful woman both inside and out. But, you know, sometimes getting something improved may not actually improve you. You know, it could actually be deficit. So I know I want to get your calls, but we're going to talk about, you know, gay conversion therapy. Does that work? And does that even apply to transgenders? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James on the line. James, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a couple of days since I talked to you last. But,
I know. You are such an avid caller. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, I did see, is Joel Gray is your uncle, right?
Joel Gray is like a fourth cousin. He's like a fourth cousin.
Okay. I saw him on an episode of one of my favorite TV shows, Nurse Jackie, by the way.
Oh, wow.
The last season, he played a former cardiologist who had dementia, mm-hmm. and was in love with one of the head nurses at the time and thought it was 1974. And it's a really good show, though, by the way. You would love it, Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, I need to see. I like her because she was in ER. Uh-huh. Go ahead. But, yeah, James, what's up?
The question I had for you was, is you've been discussing gender transition, transgender assignment, that type of thing. What is the percentile of hermaphroditism? And how do people in that category handle the bathroom issues and things like that?
Well, hermaphroditism is where you're born with both sexual parts. You know, like a woman having a testicle, a man having an ovary. Sometimes you could actually have both sex organs. That, it's actually, I think one out of every couple hundred thousand. So it's not as rare as people think. But in that particular case, as a baby, it's already addressed. When the baby is born, before the baby even gets to school age, there's already some either surgery done or hormone therapy. So by the time the kid is school age using the bathroom, we rarely have men or women walking around in America that have both body parts. Usually as a child, we decide, parents and doctors decide for you.
Okay. Because the reason I ask is because in a certain industry, and I won't name where it is, that tends to be a quote-unquote fetish.
Yeah.
And I've kind of looked at that and gone, wow, I think that's, you know, special effects or something, because I've never heard of it or seen it outside of that. And that's why I had to say, well, that does kind of fit in the same category, but I don't see it being very prevalent in the medical community, on the news, that type of thing. So
yeah, and also, I mean, a lot of times we keep it quiet. You know, when somebody, you know, has a child that may have, you know, both body parts, it's immediately taken care of. They decide to raise the child one way or another, And that's it. I mean, there was a rumor, gosh, what was it, where, I don't want to give the actress away because I want to protect her privacy, but a very, very well-known actress. I don't want to say, but I couldn't confirm it. Somebody we would all know of actually was born with both male and female body parts. Some of you probably already know who I'm talking about because the story was out there. And from what I understand, I actually knew the nurse who took care of her as a child. This was decades ago, and they had actually removed the testicles that she had because those could turn cancerous, and they did some hormone therapy, and she grew up to be a female and a very sexy female. Actually, some nude scenes were in some of her movies. So they try to keep it quiet, and they try to nip it in the bud, so to speak. All right, James, thanks for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when some of you call me up or ask me about gay conversion therapy and if it works, I mean, you'll have some sects, right? Religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, that say it could work. You'll have some psychologists that say it can work. How I look at gay conversion therapy is, you know, if somebody tried to make, you know, I'm straight. So if somebody tried to use therapy to make me gay, they couldn't do it, right? I mean, I love my husband. I am very attracted to men, only my husband, but prior to my husband, yeah, I got to be careful about that, right? I'm attracted to men, but my husband only, okay? Yeah, whew, close one. Sometimes he listens. Sometimes his mother listens to the show. I got to be careful with that one. Okay, but I mean, I know I love men. And if somebody tried to, I mean, just imagine, for those of you thinking, well, you could just do gay conversion therapy, or you could do conversion therapy on a transgender, how easy do you think it would be for someone to convert you? Okay, for those of you who are straight gay right now, do you even fathom anybody being able to convert you? Okay, now, I understand with religious conversion, it's very emotional, and there's a lot of, you know, people who convert religiously. I still don't think that goes against, I don't think it works on biology. I mean, when you become converted with a religion, or you find God, I mean, it's holy, it's emotional, it's passionate, it's overwhelming. But I think finding a different sexuality is still more difficult than finding God. I think it's very easy for people to find God because, I mean, you know, God's out there. We love God, those of us who believe in God. I think it's a heck of a lot easier to find God than find a different sexuality from what you're born to. So for those of you who have brought up, some of you have brought up previously a couple weeks ago when we were talking about, you know, people being gay and the biological foundation for that, you said, but you know, if people could convert, you have that. But remember, it's easier to convert. It's easier to find God than it is to find a different biological tendency or foundation. So you all ask yourselves, can somebody else convert you to a different sexuality? And most of you would probably say, no, there is no way anybody could do that. So that's why I don't think. I don't think there's a lot of scientific merit or success in those types of conversions. Okay, we have a lot more stories to get to coming up. Let's talk about blood pressure screens and Obamacare's birthday. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know many of you have more questions about hermaphrodite and transgender. We'll probably revisit that at another show. Good topic, but we got some blood pressure issues we need to talk about. And I really get upset when I start to see recommendations to do less in medicine, because I'm having a hell of a time trying to get you guys to do more. Okay, I don't think we screen blood pressure enough. Now, some doctors are recommending that maybe we need to cut back on the blood pressure checks. Well, of course, cut back on the blood pressure checks, cut back on the blood pressure visit. Cut back on the visit, less healthcare spending, right? More access for all. Makes sense. It helps Obamacare and the world go round, right? Well, apparently, after analyzing 5 years' worth of data of more than 400 patients, that's it, only 400 patients, okay? Researchers conclude that the current practice of screening blood pressure at every doctor's visit may result in people mistakenly diagnosed and unnecessarily treated for high blood pressure. than simple yearly screening. Okay, this is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard. Okay, first of all, I have never misdiagnosed high blood pressure in anybody. If I decide to put somebody on a blood pressure medication, it's a very well thought, very calculated decision. So don't make me and other doctors look like an idiot with this. They say blood pressure measurements are often taken without following proper procedure. This is according to lead study author Dr. Gregory Garrison. So the readings can be widely inaccurate and lead to some people being wrongly diagnosed with hypertension and many as written off as false positive. Again, bullcrap. Garrison and his colleagues found that if you take fewer readings, if you stick your head in the sand, if you stick your head up your sigmoid, you will not then misdiagnose high blood pressure. Are you kidding me? Researchers looked at Mayo Clinic records for 68 patients. Ooh, a whole whopping 68 patients diagnosed with high blood pressure and 372 patients without high blood pressure. Based on the readings from every doctor's visit, all 68 high blood pressure patients were identified, but 110 people without high blood pressure would have potentially been wrongly diagnosed because of a stray high measurement. Okay, let's look at this here. If you have a stray high measurement, it could be one of two things. It could be you do have high blood pressure, and it finally surfaced, and the doctor got to take a peek, or it could be a outlier. Whenever I have a person with normal blood pressure, okay, whenever I have a person with normal blood pressure, and then all of a sudden they have a fluke, I have them come back, not in a year, not during the next presidential administration. I have them come back in about a week or two. And I also tell them to go home and to check their blood pressures. And 99.9999999% of the time, one of their home blood pressure readings concurred with that quote-unquote fluke. Or when I see them again, their blood pressure is high. If you spike with your blood pressure, some of you call it white coat hypertension, right, and say, oh, we don't have to treat it. Bullcrap, you have to treat white coat hypertension. If your blood pressure spikes at the thought or the sight of a white coat, my guess is it spikes when you see a G-string or it spikes when a kid runs out into the middle of the street to grab a ball. So your blood pressure will go up for other reasons. And if you spike, to me, that's one of the most dangerous types of conditions of blood pressure, as opposed to you just gradually going up with your blood pressure, 135 to 136 to 137 to 138. To me, you spiking from a 130 to a 155 systolic blood pressure, to me, is more concerning. So I would suggest that if you do have a fluke, you get your butt back in the doctor and you check your blood pressures at home and reconfirm it. Because if your blood pressures do spike, that does mean something. No, I don't think you should just have blood pressure checked once a year. It's very easy to miss things once a year. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We got Ryan on the line, calling from Oklahoma. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. On behalf of me and my kid, Bobby Lee, thank you for your program.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Got a question. For years, my grandma took an 81 milligram aspirin or a half of her buffered aspirin back in the day. And, you know, she's like, this right here is always good for you. And I've been taking it for years, like 10 years. Well, I heard this thing on one of the other radio shows that said the wonders of what an aspirin does. And I was just wondering, am I doing okay with this? I don't have any health problems other than I'm, you know, good-sized guy and still good-sized guy.
Of course, of course. I like my good-sized guys, especially from Oklahoma. You guys rock. The aspirin a day issue was criticized about a year and a half ago because they thought that there was too many issues with bleeding, GI bleeding. Some people, if they were at risk for a hemorrhagic stroke, their being on aspirin could be dangerous. But overall, researchers and medical community love the daily aspirin. And the reason why we recommend the daily aspirin is if you end up having a little bit of a clogged artery and it decides to break off from the wall of the coronary artery, aspirin stops clotting. So if you take an aspirin, it prevents you from clotting up the whole artery. Now, mind you, my father took an aspirin a day, still unfortunately died of a heart attack, but he had diabetes, he had high cholesterol, etc. They also think that daily aspirin could help prevent melanoma in women. So if you're other cancers. So if you're taking an aspirin a day, you don't have a history of ulcers, you aren't at risk for a hemorrhagic stroke, you're kind of a big guy, maybe have some high cholesterol. Right now, doctors are still saying stick with it. All right? And you can always take the enteric-coated aspirin that is a little bit easier on your stomach.
I just get the Equate, whatever, cheap. I probably shouldn't say whatever, cheaper. I mean, I used to have Blue Cross Blue Shield. I was paying like $274, and then at the beginning of the year, my Farm Bureau agent, which I buy my Blue Cross Blue Shield, said, you've gone up to like $600. I can't afford that no more, thanks to Obama.
Oh, Lord of mercy. I hear you. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think you're still fine. You know, if you do still have a chance to check in with a cardiologist, I think that's valuable, extremely valuable, just to see what your risk is. But, you know, if you don't have a history of ulcers or kidney disease or liver disease, that little baby 81 aspirin that you take, I'm a big fan of Equate. I think Equate is Walmart brand. I buy Walmart all the time. I'm a fan of Equate. I think they do great. All right, Ryan, thank you for calling 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, there was a study that I think came out of Canada just a few days ago saying many people are taking an aspirin who don't need to. All right, they say, many people are taking it to prevent heart attack or stroke, and they really are at low risk. Well, what puts you at high risk? Let's quickly review risk factors. One, if you're a male over 40. Two, if you're a female over 50. That is considered a cardiac risk factor. If you think you're a married male, like Ryan is married to Bobby Lee, that actually helps. Being married, it actually does help. But in terms of risk factors, no, being married, unmarried, we don't look at that. Male over 40, female over 50. If you have high blood pressure, that's a risk factor. If you have high cholesterol, that's a risk factor. If you have diabetes, if you're a smoker, if there was a family member who died of a heart attack, that could be a risk. If you've had any cardiac issues or any cardiovascular disease or coronary artery disease, that's an issue. So that already puts you at risk for heart disease. Do you have some people out there that have none of those that are popping an aspirin a day? Yes, and I think that's what the Canadian study was looking at. But if you have any of the other risk factors, and as long as, like I said, you don't have any contraindications to taking an aspirin, being allergic to it, etc., talk to your doctor. And if the doctor thinks you should be on it, you should. But a lot of doctors forget to remind you to take it because they think everybody's taking their aspirin. But again, be careful. Okay, some of you may be brewing an ulcer, and I don't want you on aspirin then. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know a lot of liberal media was touting that it was Obamacare's birthday. Obamacare had made a 3-year anniversary this weekend. And, of course, people are like, oh, yay, the Affordable Health Care Act, Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act. Is health care any more affordable? Do we as patients feel at all protected? But people are like, yay, the world is a better place because of Obamacare. Again, I don't want to sit here, right, because Lord knows I've done it many, many times, complaining about Obamacare. But what we do need to do is very practically realize, where are we now 3 years after Obamacare? And where do we need to go? I don't like to just sit and gripe. I like to feel like there's something we could do. I want to be productive. I know many radio shows just sit there and they complain and they yell and they complain. And I got to admit, I've done that too on my show. I won't lie. So, you know, when Obamacare passed, I mean, I was just, I think for weeks, all I did was just sit there and moan and groan and, you know, witch and complain. And you know, I mean, you know, it feels good. Having a pity party feels good. But we're at the 3-year mark. Patients don't feel protected. Healthcare is not affordable. What do you guys think? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I mean, I'm still taking ideas. Not that our ideas go anywhere. It seems to fall on deaf ears. But where should we go with this now? What is everybody's strategy? What are you guys doing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. At Obama's Care third anniversary, where are you right now with your health care? How are you strategizing? Or are you just sitting there like a deer in headlights? Just, I mean, you know, waiting to get run over. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, what I have seen from my personal practice is my patients are just not buying the insurance. One thing that they have found, which is kind of interesting, is and ironic, is that healthcare is becoming a lot cheaper with all the cash discounts that doctors are put forth and now offering, such that many people are now able to see the doctor, get their medication. Now, this is, you know, assuming they don't have to go to the hospital, God willing. But they and I mean, they're able to go and, you know, see a doctor for $50. They're able to go and get their $7 prescription at Walmart, and they're actually, you know, handling their health situations for under $100-$150 a month, some of them. That's what I'm noticing in my practice. I mean, damn good deal. Still, I'd be a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous because I want everyone having coverage in case the biggie drops on them, like a melanoma or a colon cancer or a prostate cancer or a breast cancer or a car accident, etc. But the one thing I'm noticing is people are, you know, the market will go where the market goes, just like ants. Ants will always find a way to get outside or to get to the food. Well, I, in a market, people will find a way. And I think what's happening is so many doctors are seeing so many patients that don't have health insurance that they've had to start to go back to old school prices. Now, some of you may be like, well, who the hell's doing that? I don't see that in my community. But in my community, I am. And we're starting to see things done very inexpensively. Huh. Interesting how all of a sudden we could figure out how to give inexpensive health care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Is my buddy James back on the line? James, what is up? What's going on, buddy?
Yes, you're on fire with these subjects. I would like to say I'm a little bit well-versed in Obamacare. It does look good, and there are some good amenities in it. But on the whole, I think that the government, it was set up to fail to become a single-payer system through government. So the government has complete control. Now, the only way that any individual can beat Obamacare, because the federal government or the legislative bodies are not going to overturn it, is through one act of noncompliance.
Right.
And penalties.
Right. No, you're right with the penalties and noncompliance. But here's the problem. Okay, remember, Obama was voted back in. There are more people in love with Obama and Obamacare than those of us that are thinking, well, we have enough of us to be noncompliant. And because the majority want Obamacare, the government, even with noncompliance, will step in. And they'll come back with public option or something. Because remember, they promised health care to all. And we have Hillary Clinton probably running in 2016. So the problem with the noncompliance, which we discussed on my show weeks ago, when some of the governors thumbed their nose up at this issue, and James, again, thank you for calling and bringing up such a fabulous point, is that if we don't make Obamacare work, we're screwed also. We're damned if we do, damned if we don't, because Obamacare being designed to fail, which we talked about, okay, I mean, how do you force employers in the middle of a recession to pay for health care? Employers will say, heck no, government gets a way to tax people, the economy still sinks, people don't have health insurance because they don't have jobs, so absolutely, designed to fail. But what Obamacare did was they threw a bone to the capitalists and the private market and the GOP, and they go, all right, if we don't get to do public option, fine. You could have it your way. Let's see what you could do. Well, our way is so hampered by this crappy legislation that I don't see how we're going to, in the private market, fix our health care system. You promised health care to everybody, including illegals. We don't have enough money to insure ourselves, let alone non-tax-paying citizens and illegals. Of course, we're destined to fail. Plus, we're diagnosing melanoma earlier. We're diagnosing ovarian cancer earlier. We're preventing heart disease. How the hell do you insure somebody for less than $300-$400 a month who's a diabetic, who's had a heart attack, who has cancer? You can't do it. That's why I was complaining 3 years ago going, people, this isn't going to work. But, you know, Obama promised health care to all. And then he got reelected by the false promise. So if states do non-compliance, if employers say, tech with this, I'll just pay the tax, government's going to come back and still try to make good on their promise to the voters because they have another election. So what's going to happen in 2016, they're going to say, look, guys, we got to go for public option, or we have to go for this government-run system, and like Canada and Europe and all the people that voted for Obama this time around that's going to vote for Hillary next time around, like, oh, that sounds awesome. He cares about us. The Republicans don't care about us. And they're going to think that they're going to get a phenomenal health care plan that's going to give them radiation therapy, chemotherapy, a new liver, because that's what's going to get promised. And then we're going to have this crappy, bare-bones skeleton government plan that doctors don't want to be on, patients don't want to be on, but the government can say, look, we promised. And then if that doesn't work, we just go to socialized medicine. That's the path of it. I don't mean to sound like a pessimist, but I think a kindergartner sees this. I know you all see this, and the government sees it, but they want the votes. And if you promise stuff out of the treasury, you get the votes. When you dole out goodies like Obama phones, like immigration status, or lack of deportation, or, I mean, you know, when you give goodies and lots of them, you get votes. You know, this is why I'm not running for politics. I don't want to run on a platform where I'm emptying out the treasury. I couldn't do that. I want to be a realist. I want to use some common sense, some common economic 101 knowledge that we all learned back in kindergarten. And there is no way I would ever successfully win public office because there's people won't like the idea of me saying, you know, cut back on the handouts. Now, I mean, who deserves healthcare? I think if you are a tax-paying citizen, I think if you are a veteran, I think if you have put in your dues, absolutely. That's why I want our seniors to have Medicare. What I don't think is right is government mismanaging the money. Oh, damn. Am I out of time? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DAFT-DALY.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes
makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.